The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Joe. I'll be with you for the next hour. I've got some new music. It's New Zealand Music Month, so we've got some stuff for you from Aotearoa. And I also have Tasman Prashad coming into the studio to talk to us about their Ira Gorse musical project. First up, Vera Allen has just released a new album, and this is my favourite track off of it. It's called Getting Told Off by Mum.
You think you've discovered something, now you've seen a little pain. You think you've recovered someone, now you've held them in the rain. And you look to me so smart, as if you understand the game. Well, aren't you brave?
Just do it. The bricks are Fresh FM.
This is Anna Roxanne with Atonement from her very new album, Poem One. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. Before that, you heard another brand new one from Kalala off of her upcoming album. That track is called Lincoln B. And first up, also brand new, Vera Allen, Getting Told Off by My Mum, Aotearoa Music. Speaking of Aotearoa music, I am lucky enough to have local multi-instrumentalist and writer Tasman Pritchard in the studio with me today, who makes music under the name Ira Gorse. Kia ora, Tasman.
Kia ora, Joe.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Stoked to be here.
And I only just found out you are a multi-instrumentalist. What do you play?
Oh, I play guitar mainly, but my previous experiences in bands were actually mostly on bass and drums. So I sing. So those sort of main contemporary instruments. And I can bash out two songs on the keys if one's in front of somewhere in front of me. But yeah, mostly guitar is really my thing.
Awesome. Now, you've just released a single called Blue. I would love to hear about how that came to be.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's been out for a week now, or coming up on a week, and I'm really excited by this song and really excited by this project. It's still very early days. The song was written a few years ago about a breakup I had, which was actually really amicable but very heartbreaking. And it took a while to form into a song, but about last year, midway through last year, I sort of felt that it was ready to exist, I guess. And then I was so lucky and just blessed to work with a really good friend of mine, Emerald Clark from Linen, to record it at Surgery Studios in Newtown in Wellington, and then go through the process of getting it mixed. And yeah, so now it's a thing, and I had this song that I really liked, and I thought, well, I've got to make a musical project because I've got this first track, so let's go, basically, is how it worked.
Let's have a listen to it and then come back and talk some more.
Perfect. Thanks, Joe.
I don't like you now. I heard you say you're asleep. You said it out loud. It's nice to hear your voice on the phone.
was Blue by Ira Gorse. And we have the person responsible for Ira Gorse, Tasman, in the studio right now. That is a beautiful track.
Thank you
for sharing that with us.
Thank you for saying that. That is, Joe and I have just been sitting here talking about music for 20 minutes and realised that we have very similar, very good tastes. So hearing that from you is feels really good. So thank you.
And another thing I have discovered about you is that you're also a writer.
Mm.
Do you find that one practice informs the other, and how?
That's such a good question. It took me a really long time to figure out how to write songs.
Yeah.
I found songwriting really, really difficult, and I found it difficult for a long time. Whereas I wouldn't say that writing words is easier, but it's really different. I think that writing music comes from a place that's very, at least from my experience, is very gestural and very tactile, and kind of comes from a place that doesn't always seem clear. It sort of feels like, to me, it feels like it's like one of those cartoons, like there's a bit of money on the ground and it's being attached to a string and you can kind of see a bit of something shiny on the ground and you kind of think, oh, that's pretty cool. So you start going after it, and then sometimes you catch it, you know, it gets pulled away from you, and sometimes you catch it and sometimes you don't. So I found music quite difficult, but yeah, I think that the creative sort of mindset of being sensitive to experiences or sensitive to, you know, things around you, I think is really similar. So the process feels quite different. And I definitely don't use the same parts of my brain, I don't think, which is really good. I think if I'm stuck on one, I'll try and maybe do a bit of the other, or so a bit different, but it all kind of comes from, it feels like it's all coming from yourself, and that's the similarity, at least. Mm.
And are you working on big things simultaneously at the moment for both?
Yeah, I am. I'm lucky enough to have completed a creative writing master's last year, which was just the best experience ever at Victoria University, and I'm finalising and sending that piece of work off and around to hopefully be picked up. And I'm writing some bits and bobs writing some short stories and some poetry, which is strange for me. I haven't really written that much poetry before. So I've got kind of things I'm working on, and then with music, I've got this song, and then I've got other songs that I'm finished writing, and then I've got a whole bunch of other songs that I'm just finalising. So I'm sort of pulling together a body of work for music as well. So
yeah.
I'm sort of taking the year, or I'm taking kind of this period in time, especially coming up into winter, which feels like a very good time to think deeply creatively, or to kind of, you know, take stock of what's happening in yourself, to kind of finalise some of those projects, yeah.
And I asked you about things that have been influencing you. Can we talk about a song that you've been finding influential lately?
Absolutely. So this was a great question that Joe asked, and I picked a song called Place to Be by Nick Drake, which was both a really difficult question to answer, because I'm inspired by quite a lot, but the song and this album, Pink Moon, was massively influential to me as a songwriter, and a lot of people who were inspired also by Nick Drake were also really inspiring to me sort of through that process. So Jose Gonzalez was a massive influence to me, and some others. So Place to Be, I think, is one of Nick Drake's sort of most perfect songs, and sort of blends this happiness and sadness together, which he was so masterful at. And, you know, I still get kind of sad about Nick Drake, I think, now, you know, even after listening to him and loving him and loving his music. So have you listened to Nick Drake a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in my early 20s.
Yeah, totally.
And it feels like one of those ones that I've always thought, oh, I should revisit that. And then I have been like, oh no, I don't want to feel the way I felt. But I think it's time, so I'm going to press play on Place to Be by Nick Drake. Listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. That was Nick Drake with a track called Place to Be, and that is a song that's influencing Ira Gorse, who I have in the studio with me right now. How good.
How good.
Thank you for in a roundabout way bringing Nick Drake back to me, because I feel like I'd been avoiding it, and I was just like, no, I should be listening.
Mm. It's so soothing to the soul. I promise that this other songs I've picked aren't quite as down buzz as that one. I mean, that's a bit of a mix of up buzz and down buzz, I feel. But I'm just still in awe. Joe and I was just talking whilst the song was playing, and I think he was like 24 or 25 when he wrote that song.
Mm, and so young when he died.
I know. I can't believe it. It's such a loss. I mean, it's like, yeah, what to say about it really. But he gifted us and left us with these albums that were recorded.
And in turn, as you were saying before, you've listened to so many people who've been influenced by him, which has in turn influenced you. It's like a third generation of...
Totally. Yeah, there are so many people that listen to him. He's like, I was, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of older sort of like folk revival and 70s folk and 60s soul and stuff, and so I've listened to so much Nick Drake and so much Joni Mitchell and a lot of Van Morrison, and I just still, and I love pop music. I love techno and I love pop music, and there's this thing that I find is aligning to the self when I listen to that kind of old stuff, and it feels very homely, and Nick Drake's voice and the production techniques that he used and the songwriting style is just like completely takes me back to my whole life, if that makes sense. It takes me back to myself and the people he's influenced then have done the same thing in different ways for me and for other people. So I just think he's a bit of a legend, really, complete legend.
Mm. And speaking of electronic music, I also asked you to bring in
a song that is one of your all-time favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a chat about that.
Oh, I love this song so much. So I brought in a song called No One in the World by Locust. And Locust is a name used by Mark Van Hoen, who is a really influential electronic music producer. He kind of is linked quite closely to the IDM sort of sound. So that's, IDM is sort of Aphex Twin and Boards of Canada, yeah, for sure, and Orteca and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, but Locust and Mark Van Hoen, I think the reason I really like him is because he's so melodic and he's so, you know, I love Aphex Twin as much as the next guy, but sometimes I just want to listen to some really nice bubbly chords with a really nice, you know, beat underneath. And so this song, I think, really encapsulates this sort of sound. And I'm just a sucker for like a big brass kind of wind thing. Like I love, one of my favorite artists is, I love Vangelis. And I just love him. I love that stuff. And he's quite famous for having these synth pads with these sort of saxophone stuff over the top. And I think this song kind of does it to an extent that I just think, wow. Every time I listen to this song, I think, holy, holy wow, this is awesome.
All right, let's hear it. No One in the World by Locust.
Thank you.
obsessed with this. We just had a text from a listener saying that it sounds like Karen Carpenter if she had synths. And I'm so into that analysis of it.
Me too. It is so right. It's so that.
And you have tried to make electronic music?
Oh, we're just talking about this. I have attempted to make electronic music and had a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed it. You know, I've got Ableton.
Yeah.
And love the fact that you can just come back to something again and again and keep tweaking it and sort of get really exploratory with different stuff. And but yeah, no, I made a bit of techno in my time and, you know, set the BPM to like 138 and then just made some like stupid hard groove and really love that music a lot. But it's, you really get a sense that the people who do it really well are like total masters. Like there's a mastery to it that, not that I didn't think it would, but it's like, you know, just as much as a mastery as playing an instrument to a sort of virtuosic level, like running a system and running a door to make techno or to make electronic music is hugely difficult to make it sound really good. And then you think about people like Aphex Twin who made music on like the equivalent of like a toaster, and he was making like the best idea of all time, and he was making it on these bizarre programs. And Burial, you know, Burial was making, it was really bizarre how he was making music. So I really love that kind of music, but I'm not planning to release any of it yet. Maybe I'd send some to you, Joe, and we can just chat about it.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. And I'd be interested in you incorporating that into the style of music that you're working with at the moment. It sounds like it'd be complimentary.
I hope so. I mean, it would be so cool. There are some amazing Aotearoa musicians that do that. Mm. Like I hear, you know, talking about Vera Allen, who Joe played first today, I think Vera Allen has some just incredible creative production choices that really do incorporate live instruments and some really amazing decisions on the technology and the production side. So there's no sparsity of being able to listen to stuff that does that really well. So it would be really cool to have a look at how to do that.
Yeah.
Lots of good music to listen to. I think Aotearoa artists do that super well. You know, going back to like Lord, that's something that she and her producer Joel did so well.
Mm-hmm. Now that we've talked about beefing it up, shall we hear something of yours that is at demo level?
Sure.
Straight back.
Oh yeah.
Which one did you want me to play?
Play Movie Wreck first. This is very soft, short, soft little demo that I'm working on. So a little bit nerve-wracking to play it for people, but also very excited.
You're in a place of trust.
I feel very.
I hope.
Yeah, and I feel
I can't judge that for you. But
you guys can't see the people online, but sitting here in this really cozy studio I'm getting distracted by the pukeko.
Oh yeah. There's, when everyone goes home of an evening from the park, there are always pukeko and. At certain times of the year, baby pukeko running around the window outside the studio, and it's very easy to get distracted.
I have just been staring and listening to these tracks and staring at these birds, so these manu. So, oh, there one goes. Okay.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
I'm having
this
a
is
wonderful
Movie Wreck by Ira Gorse.
Violet eyes and odds and ends. I've still got your cigarettes. Mantelpiece from that party last year. I know that I won't be the one to kiss you by the staircase at your graduation, 'cause I'm not that guy. I'll never. Wish I had his body and his perfectly straight white teeth. Friends, they really like
demo of a song called Movie Wreck by Ira Gorse. I have Tasman, who is the person responsible for Ira Gorse, sitting right next to me. I'm sensing a theme.
What's that theme, Joe?
Breakups.
These two songs, one after the other, does really show a 1-2 pattern. I promise that I actually don't. I don't actually often write about breakups. There's a lot of stuff that's comes through. The third demo, the third track that we'll play is not. Just for those worrying about my state of mental health, that's a song that I've had knocking around for a long time.
Mm.
And it's not, it's a song about being gay. It's a song about being queer and dating someone and then having a lot of barriers to your partnership, or having a lot of people having opinions about that. And I was lucky. I've had a lot of, really great relationships in my life where that hasn't been a thing, but I have had a few where that's been a thing. So that kind of comes from that place. And unfortunately, as queer people, I think that we do experience a type of visibility and a type of opinions, some opinions of others that sometimes can be put upon our relationships and upon us.
Yeah.
So that's sort of that. Mm.
And do you find that queerness affects the sound of your songs as well as the lyrical content?
That's such a great question. I do. And, the song is very, just to kind of get into it for a second, that song we just played is so typically kind of folk country.
Yeah.
But what I think that I was interested by in the question that song presented when I was pulling it together, I think, is the contrast was the, it's like writing a really typical country love song about a queer partner is so cool and so powerful. And so, taking the forms and taking the chord progressions or the melodies that we might recognize and turning them into artwork about our lives as queer people has such an inherent power to it, and has such an inherent sense of presence about that, and sense of resonance with other people and with our families, queer families. So you, such a good question, Jo. I think so, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I've been really wanting to do a queer country special episode.
Love it.
You might have to come on.
I would be honoured to.
Because I feel like that's something that a lot of musicians subvert really well.
Totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree. We have some incredible queer artists that sit country adjacent, I think, in Aotearoa and around the world. I'm thinking I think Jasmine Mary does that super, super well.
Former guest of the show, Jasmine Mary.
Yes, sitting in the same chair. What a legend.
Look, we had to Zoom, but they came and played at WOW, which was very special.
That would have been such a great show.
It was,
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Big fan, yeah.
I want to hear your other demo. Can you play it? Please.
Yeah, chuck it on.
This one's called Pentium.
Mm-hmm.
Mine.
see behind the leaves. La da 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 da. I am the witness. I am the tree. What did I see behind the leaves?
That's a song called Pentium by Ira Gorse. Tell us about that.
That song's not about a breakup at all.
No.
That song's actually about, that song's about AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, I'm sort of morbidly fascinated by AI. I don't use it, but I'm kind of aware of, some of the writing I've done has been about technology. Some of the big projects I've done for writing has been about technology and about AI and virtual reality. And I think that I'm, at quite a deep level, quite interested in talking about it, at least. So this song, yeah, it's sort of an exploration of computers. Pentium, the name Pentium is from as an old computer we had growing up, Pentium
Same.
3. Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Pentium 3 was running Millennium Edition Windows.
And it had a
10 gigabyte hard drive, which was massive at the time.
Yeah.
You know, it was huge. This is in like 2003, I think. So I kind of am just, yeah, I just am interested in writing about it, and the song sort of is about things that are built without any human touch, and about, yeah, the sort of ley lines between things that are kind of touched by technology. It's kind of about that, but it's a little bit back in the back of my mind. I don't really know what it's about and what it's quite saying yet, so maybe I'll learn and maybe I won't. Mm.
Excellent. I'm going to switch topics now. I wanted to talk to you about partying as a queer person, dancing, and I know that you've been a DJ for a queer bar, and I often ask people when I say queer anthem, what is the song that comes to mind for you and why? Hit me with what you've got.
Such a good question. I mean, I have to be really clear. I didn't DJ. I've only just learned a little bit about how to DJ. I was the...
You were a selector.
I was a selector.
Yeah.
I was the selector. Yeah.
An honourable activity.
That makes me feel so much better. I was the selector at a gay nightclub in Te Whanganui Aotearoa in the capital for at least a few years. So I was at Ivy Bar, working there as a bartender and as a duty manager. And it was the best part of the job. It was honestly the best part of the job, being able to pick the music and create experiences for people that were not only a bit familiar but a bit elevated or a bit, you know, comfortable but sometimes a little bit confronting or a little bit, you know, bringing people home to themselves as queer people and, you know, being able to meet all these amazing community members and visitors that would come in the doors and dance or just stand and listen or just be part of it was awesome. So Joe asked this question, what's a queer anthem? And I tell you what, I have heard, you know, Diana Ross, I have heard Chaka Khan so many times that I actually, in some ways, can't, I love it still, I love it, but I can't always, like, listen to it again. So now when I think of a queer anthem, I'm actually thinking, in my heart of hearts, I'm thinking things like this song, which is a Shy Girl song. I'm thinking Cobra. I'm thinking Slater. I'm thinking all of these sort of modern, either hyperpop or sort of somewhat kind of techno-y artists. So when you said queer anthem, I thought I'm going to pick a Shy Girl song, and it's the one that was my top played song of 2022 or 2023 maybe.
This is Cleo by Shy Girl.
You got me feeling like a movie star.
That was Cleo by Shy Girl, the queer anthem pick of Ira Gorse, who's sitting next to me right now. Thank you so much for coming in to talk with me today.
I have had the best time.
I've had the greatest time. I've had such a fun show. This is in my top shows now. If people want to check out your music and stay in touch if anything is being released, how can they do that?
I first have to plug a small show I'm doing.
Oh, you're playing?
I'm playing my first little live show down here in Whakatū Nelson on the 28th of May at the Boathouse.
Amazing.
So Friday
I'm
night.
There.
Oh, I'd love to see you there. Friday night, $10 on the door, and the show goes from 6 to 9. I'm playing with some local, playing an acoustic set with some local artists, so that will be, that's then. And the song Blue is out on countless platforms, including Bandcamp. My best platform is probably Instagram at the moment, which is at Ira, I-R-A dot Gorse.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much. You have been listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM, and I'm going to finish up the show with another brand new song. Lorraine James has a new album out, and it is a little bit... poppier, I guess, than some of previous works, but this one features Terza and it's called Habits and Patterns. Look forward to being back here in a couple of weeks with some more music. Ka kite.
It was all we had. Might seem worthless, worth the madness.
senseless.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you, or your group, would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.